Welcome back, Keith Mills. Brett Hollander on his way back from Owings Mills. There have been dozens of men's soccer players competing professionally around the world. Many have played for the Blast, including Lance Johnson, Barry Stitz, Pat Healy. Dozens more have played professional baseball. Two made the big leagues, Chris Knabholz and our next guest, Casper Wells, drafted out of Towson in 2005. And Casper, before we talk Towson, Tigers and Giants in the World Series, stupid question because you played for the Tigers. Who are you pulling for?
Tigers.
you want to share why? May something have to do with Justin Verlander could get three starts in the series?
Well, obviously I'm a little biased. I play for Tigers, but I just think their pitching staff will come through. They got Verlander. He's gonna be able to go right from the start. They went with their big gun last night, the Giants, in order to secure that victory with Kane. So, already there you go. That seems like we got a little advantage towards the Tigers right there. So the Giants got home field advantage, but we'll see how it plays out.
Hey, Mike Gottlieb, your coach, and Frank Olszewski, the men's soccer coach, are in studio. They're going to join us about 8:05. But what did it mean playing for Mike Gottlieb and Towson's baseball program for you?
It means a lot. I've kept in contact with Coach Gottlieb up until now. Just currently, he's been a big influence on me, and he's definitely just gave me the right advice coming up through the some of the troubled times in the minors and. Kind of in my way getting up to the major league level. He's just had a lot of advice, playing at a level. I pitched a lot in college, so he was on me a lot with pitching. But he,
Mike Gottlieb.
It was tough for me to try to get transition into being a position player and getting the hit. He wouldn't let me do that from the start. You could probably talk to him a little about that sometime. But
yeah, we will.
He's been a big influence in my career and going forward now and leading up to where I am today. So I'm definitely grateful.
Now you grew up in Schenectady, New York, Albany area, but you could have gone basically anywhere to play, I'm sure. Why Towson? Why come down?
I was looking. I played for the summer team, the South Troy Dodgers, and a guy by the name of George Rogers is my coach. He has a good relationship with Coach Gottlieb, so they communicated between players. And there was someone by the name of Tim Stauffer who was with the South Troy Dodgers, currently with the San Diego Padres. He was drafted fourth overall out of Virginia, maybe 2003, around there.
Right.
2003-04. That kind of player, he was going to go, and I don't think maybe he wasn't pursued enough at Towson or just for whatever reason didn't go to Towson in between Richmond and Towson. So he made an effort to let George know that he said, if you have guys of his caliber, got players similar to him, he definitely got, I'm going to show a lot stronger interest or try to get him to come to Towson. But a big thing for me, I came in the last day for a visit to Towson, so it wasn't really much going on as far as trying to get me to go to the school, But I set in my mind that I wanted to go to a school, a four-year school, if I could get into a good school. But I think other than that, I would have went to like a two-year school in Florida. I went to Towson, and I felt comfortable. Coach Gottlieb was great as far as just explaining everything to me. He's from New York. I kind of seemed to mesh well with everything. His kind of attitude, his dry sense of humor, too, and everything he brings to the table, I kind of was on board with it, and I felt comfortable there. And, I was looking forward to going to a four-year school because education was a big part of the reason why I went there as well. My parents seemed a lot more comfortable with that as well, not just because you never know what will happen with injuries and being an athlete and everything. So I think that was really important for me to go to a four-year school and the university at Towson. And I went down there for a visit, and I loved it. I loved the area. I loved the Baltimore area. There I was. I signed out of 2002.
And okay, now you're with the Mariners.
Hey, and there I am, yeah.
We're talking with Casper Wells of the Seattle Mariners via Towson University. And Casper, 70,000 alumni, baseball alumni, returned to the game on Saturday. President Leschke was there, reportedly wearing a Towson baseball hat. How important was that for the alumni? You're one of them to show the support of this program right now when it's facing this kind of situation.
Yeah, there's tons of support. You see it from all the way back from – guys before my time. Just way before my time. I get emails that are kind of mass produced. They kind of get sent out to a bunch of people, and you see all the support. And it's just as soon as I heard everything was going down, I just you know, I talked to Coach Gottlieb first and said, you know, what can I do? Like realistically, what can I do? You know, because I want to do everything in my power to help, especially given where I'm at. I just want to maybe use that as some kind of leverage or anything I can do to try and, you know, get someone here or whatever I can do. And, you know, realistically, I don't have the kind of money to be able to just open a
program. Oh, sure,
back up
sure,
like,
sure.
Oh,
no one's expecting you to do that.
Baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't do that. It's not realistic. But just through different social mediums and like Twitter and just like reaching out to people and just, you know, I would have loved to be present at the alumni game if you know, just for, you know, my moral support, just to be there. I would have loved to be there. But I was traveling, you know, from Seattle. And
sure,
just the
sure.
Timing of it, I couldn't. I'm down in Arizona right now, getting a little settled, but you know, I'm there. I try to do stuff on Twitter and then come on the radio, like I'm doing right now, and just, you know, just speak how much Towson meant to me, really. You know, I mean, it got me where I was. Who knows where I'd be if it wasn't for them and the coaching staff and education I got through the school. And I just think it's really important. It's really important to have those kind of sports programs in a school like that. I mean, the men's soccer program was great when I was there too, so. You're taking two main sports that are, you know, I think soccer is something that's globally recognized, you know, with FIFA and everything, and baseball is America's pastime. I mean, to get that out of it, I think at any school that, you know, that doesn't have baseball, it just takes, I think it takes a little something away from it, even education-wise or anything. You know, there's schools that don't have football for financial reasons, but I think baseball is something that, kind of stapled into any university that's in America, you know. So,
well, listen, bud, we appreciate you spending time. I know Coach Gottlieb and Frank Olszewski do as well, and we're all trying to find a solution. Not so much to look at what's happened, but move forward. We appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Casper. This is Casper Wells again, currently of the Seattle Mariners.